It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The death toll now stands at 17 people killed since Sunday in California's wildfires, with more than 2,000 homes and businesses destroyed. At least 185 people have been injured during the blazes that started Sunday night, with nearly 200 reported missing. 20 wildfires are raging across parts of seven counties in both Northern and Southern California. Meanwhile, the death toll from Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico has risen to 45, according to Governor Ricardo Rossello. 85% of the island is still without power, and 44% of people don't have access to drinkable water. NBC News is reporting that the president told his advisors, including the nation's highest-ranking national security leaders, that he wanted a tenfold increase in America's nuclear arsenal.
The bombshell report cites three officials who were in the room and says the president called for a dramatic, nearly tenfold increase in America's nuclear arsenal, leaving his own top officials caught off guard. It came after the president saw a slide that illustrated the nation's nuclear stockpile, which has already seen a steady reduction since the 1960s. Officials were forced to explain the legal and practical challenges to a nuclear buildup. The president's position raised immediate questions about his understanding of America's nuclear posture and left some national security officials rattled about his grasp of other national security issues. Shortly after the meeting concluded, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was heard calling the president a moron. We don't know exactly why Tillerson said that about the president,
but it's not too difficult to figure out. On Twitter Wednesday morning, the president called NBC's reports fake news. In the wake of reports that Rex Tillerson called him a moron, Trump told Forbes magazine that he has a higher IQ than his Secretary of State, saying, quote, "I think it's fake news, but if he did that, I guess we'll have to compare IQ tests and I can tell you who is going to win." Historically, Donald Trump talks about IQ a lot.
So I tweeted that Rick Perry should have to have an IQ test before getting on the debate stage. They sit back. I'll match my IQ. I want to match my IQ with some of those guys, with all of them.
He's attacking you for being ignorant. He says that if you're president, you'll make both our countries.
Let's do an IQ test.
And I keep hearing about global warming. Now they'll say, he doesn't understand. Let's do IQ tests.
These so-called eggheads, and by the way, I guarantee you, my IQ is much higher than theirs, all right?
I guarantee I have a vocabulary better than all of them. Certainly most of them. I know I have an IQ better than all of them. I know that.
Governor Perry, very nice guy. He made nasty statements about me. And then I challenged his IQ, which wasn't nice to do. And I challenged his glasses. What the hell are you wearing glasses for, all of us? I said, the glasses aren't working.
I tell you what, one thing we've learned. We have by far the highest IQ of any cabinet.
I guarantee my IQ is much higher than any of these people. Like why? My uncle was one of the great professors at MIT. I mean, believe me, it's good genes. We believe in genes, right? We're allowed to say that.
When asked about it during the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders said it was a joke.
How does the president expect his Secretary of State to be effective when he's questioning his intelligence?
Again, he wasn't questioning the Secretary of State's intelligence.
Well,
he made a joke. Maybe you guys should get a sense of humor and try it sometime. He simply made a joke. He's been extremely clear time and time again, despite the fact that you guys want to continue to bring this up and create a story. He's got 100% confidence in the Secretary of State. He said it multiple times over the last couple of weeks. And we're trying to move forward and focus on the agenda while you guys want to move forward and talk about who likes who.
Sanders was also asked about Trump's statement that the U.S. is the highest tax nation in the world when it isn't.
On taxes, the president repeated this claim in the Oval Office today, saying we're the highest tax nation in the world. Why does the president keep saying this? It's not true overall.
We are the highest taxed corporate tax in the developed economy. That's a fact.
But that's not what the president said.
That's what he's talking about. We are the highest corporate taxed country in the developed economies across the globe.
Sarah, so that's accurate, but the president keeps repeating this claim that we're the highest tax nation.
And that's what we are, the highest tax corporate nation. That's,
but that's not what he said. He said we're the highest tax nation in the world.
The highest tax corporate nation. It seems pretty consistent to me. Sorry, we're just going to have to agree to disagree.
The president also continued his war of words against the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker, calling him little Bob Corker. Sanders was asked about Corker's allegations.
Over the weekend, Senator Bob Corker called the White House an adult daycare center, said the president could lead the country into World War III, and said that, quote, he concerns me, he would have to concern anyone who cares about our nation. What can you tell us a little about the internal reaction to such a senior Republican making comments like that? And is there concern that other top Republicans could make similar comments?
Look, Senator Corker is certainly entitled to his own opinion, but he's not entitled to his own facts. The fact is, this president has been an incredibly strong leader on foreign policy and national security, and he's been a leader on this front.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I really can't do it without you. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.